Well, hello, and this is our third lesson on the subject of universalism. One of the most brilliant lights that shines out of Scripture, once one begins to look for it, is the division between the righteous and the unrighteous. Perhaps this would be a good starting point for us as we begin to page through New Covenant Scripture to see if it suggests eternal punishment or ultimate reconciliation. There is a we and there is a they in Scripture, everywhere. It starts as early as the Sermon on the Mount. Let's start with the words of Jesus as we go through the New Testament. Jesus says that they, some unnamed evil people, are going to persecute the righteous. They did the same thing to the prophets of old, whoever they are. Then there's talk of a kingdom of heaven. True, many will go there. Some will be called great and some will be called least, but there's a third category. Those whose righteousness is so phony that they'll not even enter the kingdom at all. I see no time restriction here. They simply will not enter. Period. In the same classic message, the very fires of hell are offered to those who live in anger, Matthew 5:22, proving that they've never had an experience with God. And this same gentle, loving Jesus, in the same sermon, suggests, nay, states, that a person who is unwilling to be drastic against sin in his life shall be cast into hell. That's a pretty awesome start. I've only covered one chapter of the Bible, and already the case for an eternity separated from God in a lake of fire looms as a very real possibility. This theme's going to be developed. As the sermon continues, Jesus tells us that those who do not forgive will not be forgiven. Another blanket statement. Can the unforgiven go to Jesus' heaven? He then speaks of a narrow way and a broad way, returning to the we-they division. Very few people, relatively speaking, will find the way to life. To a group of people who want to be reconciled in the day of judgment based on the fact that they have been in the signs and wonders crowd, Jesus makes the awful pronouncement, I never knew you. Never knew you. Depart from me. You who practice lawlessness. That's Matthew 7:23. Depart from me. That sounds pretty final. Pretty awful statement. And lawlessness, there's another theme that strikes at the heart of many universalists. The idea that law is still among us when they're crying out, grace, grace. But lawless grace is no grace at all. The grace of God appears to make us repent from breaking the laws of God. The grace of God enters our beings and causes us to keep the law of God. Lawless people know no grace at all, and in the end, they will be rejected. Now, we don't rejoice in this. This is not aha, but we got to speak where Jesus has spoken. So in his most famous message, our Jesus takes a hard line against sin and against sinners. He sets the bar high, and he opens the door wide to punishment after death. He divides the righteous from the unrighteous, and he has all of us craving for his mercy and forgiveness, or else. No universalism here. No hidden promise that I could find. That somehow it's all going to turn out okay in the end. I don't see any reconciliation here. I don't see any inclusion. And we're going to keep looking. We aren't going to base everything on one chapter. But my, my, that's three chapters now so far, but it's a pretty, pretty awesome start. It looks like we're going a certain direction here. Let's see if it does indeed continue that way as we page our way through God's Word to see what God says about this. Is there any other way to find truth? Talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.